Or 608 FM Talk 1065. Mobile Mornings, Tuesday style. Glad to have you along. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Check in with our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, in just a few. And we'll check the numbers for coronavirus nationally and here at home. Plus, as always, some additional questions about the numbers.
Yeah, we'll talk about the Mobile County Health Department and their numbers here in just a minute.
All right.
I want to start nationally with the numbers in the USA. We're now at 4.69 million total positive cases of coronavirus and nearly 148,000 that have died due to COVID-19. And it does appear, I said this yesterday, but it does appear that we're heading back down the curve after hitting a second peak for new cases around 12 days ago. Yesterday, we added 49,500 new cases after only 48,500 on Sunday. Those are the two lowest totals we've seen since July 6th nationally. And the seven-day average has now fallen to around 60,000 cases per day. That's around what we were averaging on July 13th. So back on July 13th, that's where we were heading up the curve. Now it looks like we're heading back down the curve. And the seven-day average for testing has also dropped quite a bit over the last 3 days to around 780,000 per day. At the end of last week, we were right around 840,000 tests per day. And right around 7.7% of the tests nationally are coming back positive. There were 519 deaths reported yesterday after 515 on Sunday. Low numbers compared to what we've been seeing, but the deaths reported nationally on Sunday and Monday are consistently lower than the rest of the week. Because of that, the seven-day average actually rose again yesterday to 1,083 deaths per day over the last week. That's the highest that number's been since May 25th. But with new cases and hospitalizations trending down nationally, we should start to see deaths decrease again later this week. And there have been 57.5 million total tests reported nationally since the pandemic began. Here in Alabama, 89,927 confirmed cases now in the state, and 1,580 have died due to COVID-19. There are also currently 1,517 people hospitalized. That number has been dropping quite a bit recently. Now, yesterday I reported that Mobile County added 1,119 new cases over the weekend, and even with Mobile's recent increase in cases, the weekend numbers were staggering and seemed like outliers. We presumed yesterday that it was due to backlog numbers, and yesterday that's exactly what the Mobile County Health Department said. Dr. Rendy Murphy said that those new cases were actually tests that had been performed in early July that they had to manually enter into the ADPH system over the weekend. She said that if you take those numbers out of this weekend's count, we actually had fewer cases than the previous week, and Mobile didn't add any new deaths yesterday. They only added 88 cases, which brings the totals for Mobile to 9,086 cases and 191 deaths. Now, they added those 800 to 1,000 cases manually over the weekend. What I'm not seeing are the corresponding spike in total tests. So they added a bunch of new cases for Mobile County, but they didn't add a bunch of new total test results.
Right.
And I'm not sure that those came in earlier in the month, but that would be a problem if they only added the positives from those labs and didn't add the total tests, because then that skews percent positivity rate.
Right.
I'm not sure. They didn't mention that yesterday, whether they failed to input the tests, total tests, or whether they input them earlier in the month of July. But I will tell you, it's a problem. If they only added the positive cases from these labs
without
adding the tests, then you're looking at 100% positivity rate from wherever those cases came from. Not sure. I'm hoping in their next press conference, which won't come until Friday, I hope we get a little bit more clarity on that those outliers that we saw over the weekend, which skewed our numbers and could be skewing the numbers of not just Mobile County, but the entire state as we look at these positivity rates. Baldwin County added 35 new cases and one death yesterday, bringing their totals to 3,210 cases with 23 deaths. Washington County, 310 cases with 11 deaths. Clark County, 486 cases with 9 that have died. Monroe County, 391 cases with 4 deaths. Kanawha County, 373 cases with 10 deaths. Escambia County has had 979 positive cases with 15 that have died. Choctaw County, 274 cases with 12 deaths. And Wilcox County, 405 cases with 9 deaths. And Jefferson County continues to pace the state with new cases. They added 209 new cases yesterday and 0 new deaths. They now have nearly 12,000 total cases. It's about 3,000 more than Mobile County, which is the second leading county in the state. Overall, we added 1,116 cases yesterday in Alabama. 7-day average is down to 1,543 per day. But keep in mind, that includes around 800 to 1,000 tests added from Mobile County that were actually from early July. We're also averaging 7,906 tests per day. So that puts us at about a 19.5% percent positivity rate. Number that we're not too sure of anymore.
Does it?
I'm not sure if it does, but if it is,
I'm
going to
discount
number,
that until we
find out more from the health department.
Yeah.
But that's much higher than the national average if that is the case. And then only 4 deaths reported yesterday after 60 were reported over the weekend. The 7-day average now at 19 deaths per day. Last Monday, 7 days ago yesterday, that number stood at an all-time high of 27 per day. So it's great to see the number of deaths decreasing. But that's a look around the state, around the county, and around the nation with coronavirus.
You know, and the one thing's here you are breaking it out at this level for Mobile County. Of course, this begs the question as we report national numbers, too. Are we getting all the information? And one of the problems, too, is it standardized? We've talked about, as they report from state to state, from county to county within the state, are they reporting the same way?
Mm-hmm.
And while I think you can detect 7-day averages and things like that and try to pick and parse out what's happening out there, it's incumbent out there that each county report the same data to the state, and then the states report the same data
to the nation. Yeah.
So we have some idea. If you're doing it your way and I'm doing it my way over here, and you know Bob's over there doing it his way, then we're not getting a true picture. And the data here is important. If we're looking for trends, we're looking at places that are getting another wave coming or having an issue, or places where things are getting better, and you're trying to compare that against things like mask ordinances or different communities and big holiday weekends and all these things that they want to lead nightly news with,
mm-hmm.
then you got to know that the information going in is standardized from county to county to state to the nation.
Yeah, exactly. If you're using the data to make decisions, as the state governments are and our own local government, and you look at the stats and you say, wow, huge spike in cases in Mobile over the weekend. We must not be doing enough. We need to do more, put more ordinances out there. Well, then, unless you actually watched the press conference yesterday or read about it this morning, then you would assume that Mobile County just had a rash of cases over the weekend, and that's just not the case. That came from early July. So the reporting needs to be a little bit more standardized. Bless their hearts. This is a difficult thing to do, to keep all of this under, keep all this reporting coming in steady and using all of these different testing sites and hospitals and getting all that information. It's more difficult than ever, but that's why they need to be more transparent than ever. And I'm glad they came out and said yesterday
mm-hmm.
these numbers were actually from early July, but that didn't answer all the questions. I'm wondering about those testing numbers. And, you know, it became a big story in Florida when dozens of testing sites reported they came in 100% positive. They weren't reporting the...
Yes, y'all remember that? Was that last week or the week before?
It might have been about a month ago at this point.
Is it that long?
Time kind of, you know,
thank
melds
you,
together.
2020.
Thank but, you, 2020. That was a big story, and we need to know the full picture, especially when people's businesses are at stake and their lives are at stake, their jobs are at stake, and these mask ordinances and things like that we argue incessantly over. They've got to have clear data for us to make and agree with these decisions if they're going to make them.
All right. So absolutely. And already getting some questions on the text line. And, you know, we're watching this. Dalton has watched this since the word go. And that's one of the important things about checking in on these numbers in the 6 and 7 o'clock hour each weekday morning. We see trends or we see things that are anomalies like Dalton did and pointed out yesterday, even before we heard from the Mobile County Health Department. All right. On the way in sports.
Well, bad news for the Braves last night. They lost their ace pitcher, Mike Soroka. I'll let you know what happened to him. And also the Sun Belt Conference announces what they're going to do with football this season. I'll tell you more coming up in sports.
Also, President Trump threatening executive action on COVID-19 should Congress fail to act. We'll have more details on that on the way, and headlines from WKRG, they're straight ahead.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Some people in Pritchard are waking up without power after a truck crashed into a utility pole overnight. Pritchard police say the pole near the intersection of St. Stephen's Road and Clark Avenue fell on top of the truck after the crash. It's not clear why the driver lost control. She was taken to a hospital but is expected to be okay. We now know the identity of a young woman who was killed in a crash over the weekend. 24-year-old Samantha Allison Thomas was a medical student at the University of South Alabama. She recently received her white coat. That crash happened just after midnight Saturday near the U-Haul storage facility along the I-65 service road. Thomas was a passenger in the vehicle. The man who was driving was taken to a hospital. His injuries are not life-threatening. Breaking overnight, one person is dead following a shooting at a Mobile apartment complex. The deadly shooting happened at the Avalon Apartments off Michael Boulevard about 10:30 Monday night. Foley's police chief says he's retiring at the end of the month. David Wilson led the department for the past 13 years. He'll now work as a training specialist for the city. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Chances are you or someone you know is struggling with an addiction. And just like most things in life, if you ignore it, it won't go away. The truth of the matter is if you want to reclaim your life, you need help. That's why you need to call the National Recovery Center sooner than later. We can't help unless you're ready to be helped. You need to want a better life. You need to want to stop the downward, out-of-control spiral you've been on. You need to make a conscious effort and take control. Our programs are designed to provide you with the care and support you need. Every person is treated with a unique treatment plan designed specifically for you, regardless of what stage of addiction you're in. Don't let the pain of addiction ruin your life. Call 800-950-0248. That's 800-950-0248. 800-950-0248.
If you have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell, let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Good morning, 621 FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. More college football conferences have announced their plans for playing the 2020 season. Last week, the SEC announced that they plan to play a 10-game conference-only football season beginning on September 26th. The Big Ten and Pac-12 were the first Power 5 conferences to announce that they will play conference-only schedules. They were followed by the ACC, who announced that for this season, Notre Dame will join the conference, and they plan to play an 11-game season featuring 10 conference games and one non-conference game. Yesterday, the Big 12 leaders decided their conference will schedule 10 games this fall with 9 conference games and one non-conference matchup per team. League commissioners are expected to announce when they plan to begin their season soon. If they follow the lead of the other Power 5 conferences, they'll likely suit up for game number one in mid to late September. Also yesterday, the Sun Belt Conference reportedly decided to allow teams to play a full 12-game schedule featuring 8 conference games and 4 non-conference games. This follows the lead of the other group of 5 conferences, the AAC, Mountain West, Conference USA, and Mid-American Conference. It's fantastic news for the University of South Alabama, who already have 2 holes in the schedule to fill after losing their home opener matchup against Grambling and a Week 3 away matchup against the Florida Gators. The Jags are currently scheduled to face the Conference USA teams Southern Miss and UAB in Weeks 1 and 4. In baseball, 7 St. Louis Cardinals players and 6 staff members have tested positive for COVID-19, causing Major League Baseball to postpone the team's 4-game series at Detroit. The series was to have been played at Comerica Park from today through Thursday. Cardinals have been in quarantine since Thursday in Milwaukee, where their series with the Brewers was also postponed due to positive tests. St. Louis is the second team to have multiple players test positive for COVID since the season started on July 23rd. 19 members of the Miami Marlins have also tested positive. They're set to resume their season later today against Baltimore. Because the Marlins outbreak occurred in the visiting clubhouse at Citizens Bank Park, the Phillies were also sidelined for a week while they were tested daily. Last night, the Atlanta Braves lost ace Mike Soroka for the season after he tore his right Achilles tendon. Soroka had to be helped off the field after injuring his right leg in the third inning of his start against the New York Mets. He was attempting to cover first base on a ground ball from the Mets' J.D. Davis. The Braves' ace went down on his first step off the mound towards first. And the injury, a major blow to the Braves team. Today is Soroka's 23rd birthday. Last week, he made his first opening day start of his career, and last season, he had a 13-4 record, finished second in the National League Rookie of the Year balloting, and sixth for the Cy Young Award. Braves would go on to lose to the Mets last night 7-2, and that broke a five-game win streak. In some college basketball news, Bama fans are ecstatic after star Crimson Tide forward John Petty Jr. announced that he will return to Tuscaloosa for his senior season. Petty had been considering entering the 2020 NBA draft, but decided to roll the dice on another season to build his resume and maybe bring a trophy back to T-Town. Last season, the Huntsville native led the SEC in three-point percentage and was named to the All-SEC second team. Meanwhile, as expected, star Auburn freshman Isaac Okoro announced that he will go pro and keep his name in the 2020 draft pool. Okoro is projected to be a first-round pick in the October draft. He is the first one-and-done player in Auburn basketball history. 625 FM Talk 106.5. That's sports on Mobile Mornings.
You've heard about CBD, but do you really know about CBD? Take a few minutes to learn why so many of your friends and family now use CBD for its natural health benefits. Your CBD store of West Mobile will explain how it works with the body and the many products on the market. Your CBD store is locally owned and sells only third-party lab-tested, high-quality products. Owner Joe Brown is more than happy to discuss the science of CBD with you. Call today, 260-3223. Your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest, north of Greelot.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Do you need a new set of off-road tires? Do you want them installed at your home or office? This is Scott Blair, owner of 2U Tire and Tire Industry Association, certified instructor, and now is the time to buy. How does a $70 rebate when you buy a set of Toyo Open Country or Nitto Grappler tires sound? This includes the popular 35, 12, 50 by 20, as well as other popular sizes. But here's the catch. This promotion is only for a short few days from July 16th through August 2nd. That's it. When it's gone, it's gone. With this much rebate offered, you may want to add a set of custom wheels to go with your new tires. We can swap the tire sensors over to the new set, and you're all good to go. So give me a call at 251-415-5500. Or log on to 2utire.com. That's the number 2, letter U, tire.com.
Good morning for the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. Good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. No delays from the 1065 split. Halls Mill Road, 90 range line, and Old Pascagoula Road looks good. And then northbound 65 up towards Saraland. Still no wrecks in the roadways. Are you shopping for floors? Wabama Flooring is the place to go. They have over 400 options in waterproof flooring from carpet, hardwoods, and laminate. See what they offer at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 627 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Glad to have you along. Our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, on the way with your forecast plus a look at the tropics. I mean, it's acting like we're in late August, early September out there with the amount of activity. We'll find out more from Dr. Bill coming up in just a second on what to expect for the next few days and also what to expect for this work week. Do that coming up right after we check headlines from WKRG. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Some people in Pritchard are waking up without power after a truck crashed into a utility pole overnight. Pritchard police say the pole near the intersection of St. Stephen's Road and Clark Avenue fell on top of the truck after the crash. It's not clear why the driver lost control. She was taken to a hospital but is expected to be okay. We now know the identity of a young woman who was killed in a crash over the weekend. 24-year-old Samantha Allison Thomas was a medical student at the University of South Alabama. She recently received her white coat. That crash happened just after midnight Saturday near the U-Haul storage facility along the I-65 service road. Thomas was a passenger in the vehicle. The man who was driving was taken to a hospital. His injuries are not life-threatening. Breaking overnight, one person is dead following a shooting at a Mobile apartment complex. The deadly shooting happened at the Avalon Apartments off Michael Boulevard about 10:30 Monday night. Foley's police chief says he's retiring at the end of the month. David Wilson led the department for the past 13 years. He'll now work as a training specialist for the city. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This is Heather Humphreys, formerly of Collision Experts. For those of you who missed me, I'm back. After operating a collision center for 20-plus years, I'm excited to announce my new shop, On-Site Auto Solutions on Halls Mill Road near I-10. I've been assisting customers with their auto body repair since 1993. Your scratched door, dented hood, or full detail, we're here to help. On-Site Auto Solutions. Call 209-6114. Excellent work, top-notch service, and at an affordable price. On-Site Auto Solutions, 209-6114.
Do you feel like the yard work just never ends? Husqvarna's robotic 450X auto mower gives you a better-looking lawn with less effort. The Husqvarna auto mower maneuvers around your lawn without supervision, even over tricky terrain and around obstacles, and it knows when it needs power and directs itself back to the charging station. With convenient control options, the Husqvarna auto mower allows you to set it and forget it, even from your smartphone. The smartphone's safety and anti-theft features alert you if the Husqvarna auto mower is ever compromised or taken out find the designated perimeter. It also sends a GPS tracking signal in cases of theft. Thanks to Husqvarna, you can have a worry-free, great-looking lawn and more time for activities you really enjoy. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment today to see how they can help you with all your lawn and garden needs. Highway 59 in Robertsdale, right at the split by the Catholic Church. And visit online at robertsdalepower.com. Husqvarna, ready when you are.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Tropical storm Isaias is bringing up to 6 inches of rain, potential flooding, high winds, and spawning tornadoes in the mid-Atlantic region. Meteorologist Pedram Javaheri is following the storm.
New York City is about 400 miles away from the center of the storm. We expect it to get within this region inside the next 10 to 12 hours as it rapidly shifts off towards the north. So we expect it to push just east of Washington, D.C. sometime around the early afternoon hours, potentially go directly over Philadelphia and possibly just around or west of New York City as well by about, say, 5 to 6 p.m., still as a tropical storm. Notice even potentially into parts of Canada as a tropical storm before it loses its tropical characteristic.
Over 154,000 U.S. deaths from COVID-19 have been reported. The number of known COVID-19 cases in the U.S. doubles roughly every 2 months, according to Johns Hopkins University. Nearly 4.7 million in the U.S. are infected. I'm John Trout.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Beyond Meat has signed a number of new deals lately, but when it reports earnings this morning, investors will be looking at the dip in its food service channels. A recovery there could take some time to materialize due to pandemic restrictions on restaurants. Etsy's offering its proprietary digital payment service in 7 additional countries. The handmade and vintage goods e-commerce retailers now enabling sellers in Israel, Malaysia, Mexico, Morocco, South Africa, Turkey, and the Philippines to enroll in Etsy payments. Among other features, it lets sellers offer multiple secure payment options, and sales made through Etsy payments are eligible for its seller protection policy. Disney opens its books today to show how it's weathered some of the toughest challenges of the pandemic. Movie releases derailed, theme parks closed, and no sports to air on ESPN. A positive start to August trading with gains across the board. The Dow added 236, NASDAQ plus 157 to a new record, and the S&P added 23. Futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Not all homes are the same, and neither are all pest control companies. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management has built their business on relationships. A local independent dealer using higher quality products to get better results. Treating indoor and outdoor pests, including mosquitoes, roaches, and fleas. If you're tired of the big bug guys raising prices and lowering their service, call the local experts, Wildlife Solutions Pest Management, 654-6778. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And looks like, at least right now, skies are clear, radar is clear. We're in a little drier pattern than we were last week.
Yeah, we've got a week, we'll call it a cold front, really a dry front, that's now through South Alabama and the southern portion of Mississippi. And it's going to bring another little reinforcement of dry air into our area. And so that means a slightly lower humidity. So even though we get into the 90s, at least the low 90s, it won't feel quite so bad. There is still that just that slight chance that we could see a thunder shower develop this afternoon, but it's a very slight chance. And I expect a high of about 93 degrees for today. Tonight, we'll be down into the low 70s, around 72 degrees for tonight. Some areas to the north of us could get into the upper 60s. And then for tomorrow, it should be mostly sunny, and the humidity will be a little more comfortable, but temperatures are going to get up 92 to 93 degrees for tomorrow afternoon. Now, the rest of the week, at least for Thursday, Friday, and even into Saturday, we'll have sunny skies. And the temperatures in the lower 90s, the humidity will be on the low side from what we normally expect this time of the year. And so the first half of the weekend, we don't have any rain in the forecast, but Sunday, we could see a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms and a high temperature in the lower 90s. So we do have a dry weather pattern that's going to carry us all the way into Saturday.
All right, let's talk about the other side of this. And Isaias, or what is it now? What kind of is tropical storm? What are we looking at?
Yeah, it's now a tropical storm. It approached the South Carolina coast last night and became a minimal hurricane with 75 mile per hour peak winds. Became a little bit organized, and but then it ran out of water and it moved in on the North Carolina South Carolina border. This morning, the center of it is now a tropical storm. It's lost some intensity, but still producing some very gusty and gale force winds across North Carolina and eastern Virginia. It's expected today to track across the mid-Atlantic states, and by this evening will be in southeastern New York State. Tomorrow, it'll be in eastern Canada, so it's really picking up forward speed and going to produce a lot of rain along the mid-Atlantic and then into New England.
All right. Elsewhere in the tropics, Dr. Bill, what are you watching?
It's fairly quiet right now. We have a little disturbance that has moved north of the Leeward Islands. Don't expect anything from that. Tropical wave approaching the Windward Islands. Again, that doesn't look like it's going to develop. And outside of a lot of thunderstorm activity out in the tropical Atlantic, we don't see any organized system at this time.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast 24/7 here at FM Talk 106.5, and his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long. All right, we'll get Kane's coming in with traffic here in just a second, but I got this update, and thank you, Martin, on the text line. Accident I-65 south on the on-ramp to I-10 east. A one-vehicle accident. Obviously, that still affects a lot of folks with the slowdown there. 65 southbound going to the I-10 interchange. That accident has one vehicle in it. I think seeing an Aldot cam here, maybe both lanes southbound at that point before, because, you know, they're going to split off the lanes to go eastbound and split them off to go westbound. Seems to be covering maybe two of the lanes there, but we'll get more from Kane in traffic coming up next.
Talking with Ben Kearns from Taylor Martino. Ben, I know that we're all looking for certain things in a law firm, but what are attorneys like you looking for in a client?
Sean, we're looking for honest clients with honest injuries. We want to represent people who are really hurt and who are really entitled to compensation. We demand honesty from our clients, and we will be honest with our clients in return. We have an ethical obligation to do so.
Also reflects on y'all's level of success in the courtroom.
Absolutely, it does. And jurors and judges know about our reputation, and they know that we're going to present an honest case and we're going to have honest clients. That's why we think we're more likely to get you fair compensation for your injuries.
All right. Well, I want to tell you about what's happened to me. I want to meet with you. How do I do that?
You can give me a call at 251-433-3131. Set up an initial intake interview. I want to meet you. I want to see you face to face. Let's talk. Interview might take an hour and a half, but I like to be thorough.
There he is, Ben Kearns, Taylor Martino. You just Google Taylor Martino and get that appointment today.
Shop the open air tent sale at Yellowhammer Fishing August 15th and 16th, showcasing their new exclusive brand, Hammerhead Kayaks. All equipped with chair style seats and paddles, including two different pedal drive models. Yellowhammer Fishing has everything you need for a great day on the water, fishing, or just exploring with products tailored for our local waters. Find the kayak that's just for you or shop now for the holidays at the Yellowhammer Fishing Open Air Tent Sale Saturday and Sunday, August 15th and 16th from 9 to 5. Highway 90 West and Theodore next to Hood's and on Facebook. Financing available.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. We do have an accident southbound 65. Both lanes are blocked off. Got a truck that looks like it's flipped around the other side. You've got officers blocking both lanes. You'll have to go to the right median to get through there. State troopers at Highway 90 at Joe Foley Road in Robertsdale with an accident with two pickup trucks. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, where you can shop their entire inventory online at springhilltoyota.com. It's just that easy. Schedule a store pickup or home delivery. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 640 FM Talk 106.5. And oh, speaking of accidents with pickup trucks, coming up later on in the show. Well, we'll tackle this story here. I don't know. It's an op-ed and then a commentary. So Wall Street Journal has a story that comes out about the size of pickups, right?
Mm-hmm.
Size of pickups over time, how they've gotten bigger and bigger. And then a commentary here from this Ryan Cooper from, I guess he works for The Week.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give you this. This is the teaser here, y'all. This is what we're going to get into. This guy, Ryan Cooper, retweets this story from the Wall Street Journal about the size of pickups and says, sales of mega pickups. Mega pickups. Which sounds like some kind of transformer.
Sunday.
Mega pickups have basically been deliberately designed to intimidate and kill pedestrians are booming. Sales of mega pickups, which have basically been deliberately designed to intimidate and kill pedestrians, are booming. So what we're probably going to say is probably a very balanced take from this guy on what's happening out there with big pickups, that they are basically designed deliberately to intimidate and kill pedestrians.
Amazing. So that's what they've been working on up in Detroit.
You know, can you imagine that? That's like the engineers going around and going, all right, let's look for the new model year. This is going to be the 2021, 2022 pickup truck. What do you want to see in this truck? What are customers asking for? Well, I'll tell you what, Bob. What they're asking for is better ability to kill pedestrians.
Yeah.
Well, let's go for it. What can we put some spikes on the front of this thing? Some kind of blades coming out here, something like that. What do we engineer that? All right, we'll get to that story coming up in just a little bit. Also, remember at the 8 o'clock hour this morning, Quinn Hillier joins us. We'll talk with him. And if you didn't catch it yesterday, the debut of the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. He'll be back to do day two, we think.
I hope so. I did my best to scare him off yesterday.
Chances are we hope he will be back here this morning at 9 to do another edition of the Jeff Poore Show here at FM Talk 106.5, which actually, you know, bonds together this show and Midday Mobile, giving us an 8-hour block of live local talk every weekday on FM Talk 106.5. All right, let's get into a couple things out of Washington here. One of them is, well, you would have heard a discussion of this yesterday on the Jeff Poore Show with Congressman Bradley Byrne, and a discussion of what's next here. You got the Democrats, you got the Republicans, and it seems like they're as far apart as a, what did we learn last week, a giraffe and a flamingo on the negotiations here?
Or a chihuahua and lion.
Yes. These were, by the way, those are elected officials in Washington. Those were their analogies last week on how far apart that was. First one was from Nancy Pelosi. Second one was from Chuck Schumer. On how far apart they are on the HEROES Act, which the Democrats passed out of the House, and the HEALS Act that the Republicans have in the Senate, both of them at some level tackling coronavirus issues for the economy, PPP, stimulus checks, unemployment. But it's giraffes and flamingos and chihuahuas and lions up there. More on this now from Linda Kenyon from Westwood One.
After meeting on Capitol Hill, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi emerged to say,
"We just finished a two-hour meeting with Secretary Mnuchin and Chief of Staff Meadows. It was productive. We're moving down the track. We still have our differences."
Speaker Pelosi was joined by Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
"There are a lot of issues that are still outstanding, but I think there is a desire to get something done as soon as we can."
One of the biggest outstanding issues is that $600 a week federal boost to state unemployment benefits that expired last week. Democrats say that boost has been a lifeline for people struggling to feed their families and pay their rents or mortgages to avoid eviction. Republicans say that bonus has been a disincentive for people to go back to work. While the bonus expired last week, so did the moratorium on evictions. At his afternoon briefing at the White House, President Trump was asked what he might do about that.
"I don't want people to be evicted."
So the president says he might renew the eviction moratorium through executive order, because now, more than ever, he says, is no time to be evicted.
"Remember when they're thrown out viciously, it's not their fault, it's China's fault. It's not anybody's fault, it's China's fault. But number two, and if they are thrown out, they oftentimes will go to a shelter with tremendous numbers of other people, and the virus will spread."
Speaker Pelosi says the best way to end evictions, get people back on their feet, send children back to school, and jumpstart the economy is to face the public health emergency head on.
"Much of our discussion has to be on how we defeat the virus, and that takes dollars and policy."
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the policy differences are all due to the Democrats.
"The Speaker of the House and the Democratic leader are continuing to say our way or the highway."
Senator Schumer says the Republicans are the ones who are being intractable.
"This is the greatest problem we have faced in 100 years on the health front, the greatest problem we've faced in 75 years on the economic front, and we think we need a much fuller, stronger response by the federal government to get out of this mess."
The response offered by Democrats several weeks ago was a $3 trillion package. Republicans in the Senate did not bring it to the floor and introduced their own bill, one-third the size, just last week. This left little time to work out an agreement that would satisfy members of the GOP caucus, let alone House and Senate Democrats. As talks continue, Speaker Pelosi warns the Republicans a skimpy deal is no deal at all.
"Right now, today, we have an emergency. A building is on fire, and they're deciding how much water they want to have in the bucket."
Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Just a side note, Speaker Pelosi seems to be on a real junket here for analogies.
Yeah, can we quit with the analogies?
It seems like there's a building on fire and they're trying to decide how much water they want to use on it, while over here in the field, we're trying to figure out how to mate a giraffe and a flamingo. Ladies and gentlemen, let me say, elected officials of our republic.
Yeah.
These are people that are running the show. It's just running the show or running something out there. All right, 646 FM Talk 106.5. Dalton's got sports on the way, and we'll check headlines from WKRG. That's next.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit IRSAllstar.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Some people in Pritchard are waking up without power after a truck crashed into
do a utility pole overnight. Pritchard police say the pole near the intersection of St. Stephen's Road and Clark Avenue fell on top of the truck after the crash. It's not clear why the driver lost control. She was taken to a hospital but is expected to be okay. We now know the identity of a young woman who was killed in a crash over the weekend. 24-year-old Samantha Allison Thomas was a medical student at the University of South Alabama. She recently received her white coat. That crash happened just after midnight Saturday near the U-Haul storage facility along the I-65 service road. Thomas was a passenger in the vehicle. The man who was driving was taken to a hospital. His injuries are not life-threatening. Breaking overnight, one person is dead following a shooting at a Mobile apartment complex. The deadly shooting happened at the Avalon Apartments off Michael Boulevard about 10:30 Monday night. Foley's police chief says he's retiring at the end of the month. David Wilson led the department for the past 13 years. He'll now work as a training specialist for the city. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
Everyone's favorite for the 4th of July is warm, buttery corn on the cob and cold, sweet watermelon. Shop Allegri Farm Market this week for just pick corn and watermelon from the Allegri Farm, brought in several times a day, so it's as fresh as it gets. Stop on your way to the beach, home from work, or every day. Fresh, delicious Allegri Farm Market on Highway 181 in Daphne, open 7 to 2 on 4th of July. From the friendly staff at Allegri Farm Market, happy Independence Day.
Good morning, 10 till 7, FM Talk 106.5, and right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. More college football conferences have announced their plans for playing the 2020 season. I should say, hopefully, playing the 2020 season. Last week, the SEC announced that they plan to play a 10-game conference-only football season beginning September 26th. The Big Ten and the Pac-12 were the first Power 5 conferences to announce that they will play conference-only schedules. They were followed by the ACC, who announced that for this season, Notre Dame will join the conference, and they plan to play an 11-game season, featuring 10 conference games and one non-conference game. Yesterday, the Big 12 leaders decided their conference will schedule 10 games this fall, with 9 conference games and one non-conference matchup per team. With only 10 teams in the Big 12, if they schedule 10, they would have to play somebody twice.
Mm-hmm.
League commissioners are expected to announce when they plan to begin their season soon, and if they follow the lead of the other Power 5 conferences, the Big 12 will likely suit up for game number one in mid to late September. Also yesterday, the Sun Belt Conference reportedly decided to allow teams to play a full 12-game schedule featuring 8 conference games and 4 non-conference games. This follows the lead of the other group of 5 conferences, the AAC, Mountain West, Conference USA, and Mid-American Conference. It's fantastic news for the University of South Alabama, who already have 2 holes in the schedule to fill after losing their home opener matchup against Grambling and a Week 3 away matchup against the Florida Gators. The Jags are currently scheduled to face the Conference USA teams Southern Miss and UAB in Weeks 1 and 4. In baseball, 7 St. Louis Cardinals players and 6 staff members have tested positive for COVID-19, causing Major League Baseball to postpone the team's 4-game series at Detroit. The series was to have been played at Comerica Park from today through Thursday. The Cardinals have been in quarantine since Thursday in Milwaukee, where their series with the Brewers was also postponed due to positive tests. St. Louis is the second team to have multiple players test positive for COVID since the season started on July 23rd. 19 members of the Miami Marlins have also tested positive. They're set to resume their season later today against Baltimore. And because the Marlins outbreak occurred in the visiting clubhouse at Citizens Bank Park,
they've blown it up.
Yeah, they blew the whole thing up. Okay. The Phillies had been sidelined for a week while they were tested daily. Last night, the Atlanta Braves lost ace Mike Soroka for the season after he tore his right Achilles tendon. Soroka had to be helped off the field after he injured his right leg in the 3rd inning of his start against the New York Mets. Soroka was attempting to cover first base on a ground ball from the Mets' J.D. Davis. The Braves ace went down on his first step off the mound towards first. The injury, a major blow to the Braves team. Today is Soroka's 23rd birthday. Last week, he made his first opening day start of his career, and last season had a 13-4 record, finished 2nd in the National League Rookie of the Year balloting, and 6th for the Cy Young Award. Mets went on to win last night's game 7-2, breaking a 5-game win streak for the Braves. In some college basketball news, Bama fans are ecstatic after star Crimson Tide forward John Petty Jr. announced that he will return to Tuscaloosa for his senior season. Petty had been considering entering the 2020 NBA draft, but decided to roll the dice on another season to build his resume, maybe bring a trophy back to T-Town. Last season, the Huntsville native led the SEC in three-point percentage and was named to the All-SEC second team. Meanwhile, as expected, star Auburn freshman Isaac Okoro announced that he will go pro and keep his name in the 2020 draft pool. Okoro is projected to be a first-round pick in the October draft. He's the first one-and-done player in Auburn basketball history. In the NBA last night, Zion Williamson and Brandon Ingram combined for 19 fourth-quarter points to lead New Orleans to a much-needed 109-99 win over Memphis. Williamson scored 23 points with a career-high 5 assists in 25 minutes. Jaren Jackson Jr. had 22 points for the Grizzlies, who fell to 0-3 since the NBA restart. 653 FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, with afternoon readings in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
One of the simplest ways a business can help increase workplace protection and safety is by installing plexiglass barriers to create a physical separation between employees and the public. These acrylic partitions are made locally at Alpha Plastics in Mobile. They have the materials on hand to produce any size partition, including your cutouts if needed, for use in schools, restaurants, cashiers, and reception areas, even portable shields needed for client meetings that are outside the office. Hey, skip the long wait of ordering online or from out of state. Alpha Plastics clear acrylic shields are stronger than glass, but much lighter, easier to move, and can remain a permanent protective barrier for years to come. And they're affordable, helping you get your business open, and stay safe. Call Alpha Plastics today at 471-1130. That's 471-1130. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
Good morning, everyone. For the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, southbound 65 at I-10. Both lanes are blocked off in an accident with injuries. You'll have to go to the right median to get through there. Highway 90 and Joe Foley Road in Robertsdale. State troopers are working an accident with no injuries there. Need to get out of the house but want to stay close to home? Book the Stay and Explore package at the Battle House Hotel and Spa. The package includes deluxe newly renovated guest rooms, complimentary valet parking, and a $50 Visa gift card you can use downtown. Go to Marriott.com and use code P91. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 655 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Dr. Bill Williams has our forecast, plus his eye on the tropics. We'll get more from him coming up in just a little bit. And a reminder, too, the Fish and Photo Contest brought to you by Sportsman's Marine. We are in another our week on that contest. I'll tell you exactly why. It's because I up and decided on a Thursday that we should give away some of our FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Team t-shirts. Mm-hmm. And so our week is Thursday to Thursday in this contest. You would think, why is it not Monday through Sunday? Because it's not, y'all. It's Thursday to Thursday. And how it works is you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5. When you go there, you'll see the top item pinned up is the fishing photo contest brought to you by Sportsman's Marine. Put your picture up, your kids, family, whatever, new, old fishing picture, just put the fishing picture up and then solicit folks to give you likes on there. And the picture with the most likes, when we get to Thursday, they win. And they win one of those FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Team dry fit shirts with the speckled trout and the red snapper on there and our logo, the whole nine yards. They're really nice looking shirts. And you just win by putting your picture up and then getting people to like your pic, getting votes out there. No mail in, no absentee. It's all just clicks on Facebook.
Yeah, it is digital voting, which is nice. And, you know, I think we're in week seven of this.
We are in week seven. I'm so proud it's gotten to seven.
There's been so many great pictures and so many likes, but this actually started on a Thursday, National Fishing Day. And, of course, we talk with Captain Bobby Averscato every Thursday. So every Thursday here is National Fishing Day for FM Talk 106.5.
And, guys, speaking of which, you've got Mystic Stripers have their tournament coming up as well. We'll talk about it later in the week. And, yeah, as we get time in the next 2 hours, you can see the story. I put it up on the Twitter feed, a story about mega pickups. Wall Street Journal had a story about the growth in the size of pickups, and then a guy from The Week, who is left of Jay Cavera, said sales of mega pickups, which have basically been designed to intimidate and kill pedestrians, are booming. I'll give you more on that coming up.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Some people in Pritchard are waking up without power after a truck crashed into a utility pole overnight. Pritchard police say the pole near the intersection of St. Stephen's Road and Clark Avenue fell on top of the truck after the crash. It's not clear why the driver lost control. She was taken to a hospital but is expected to be okay. We now know the identity of a young woman who was killed in a crash over the weekend. 24-year-old Samantha Allison Thomas was a medical student at the University of South Alabama. She recently received her white coat. That crash happened just after midnight Saturday near the U-Haul storage facility along the I-65 service road. Thomas was a passenger in the vehicle. The man who was driving was taken to a hospital. His injuries are not life-threatening. Breaking overnight, one person is dead following a shooting at a Mobile apartment complex. The deadly shooting happened at the Avalon Apartments off Michael Boulevard about 10:30 Monday night. Foley's police chief says he's retiring at the end of the month. David Wilson led the department for the past 13 years. He'll now work as a training specialist for the city. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back. And we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit forthepeople.com to learn about our firm. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.